Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. The first sound recording device that could record and playback sound was invented in 1877 by Thomas Edison and named the phonograph. It consisted of a sheet of tin foil wrapped around a hand-cranked cylinder. It was very crude and was only marketed as a novelty, but it was a start. In 1885, Alexander Graham Bell's Volta Labs introduced the gramophone, which used wax-coated cylinders. These devices, using an electric motor, were a big improvement in sound quality and went into production. Shortly after, inventor Emil Berliner introduced a device using the flat disc, which was another improvement. Well, the rest is history. Since we are on the subject of early sound recording, let's hear the first known and surviving jazz recording in history, the Livery Stable Blues by the original Dixieland Jazz Band from New Orleans in 1917. After that, saxophonist Sadao Watanabe will play California Shower from his 1984 Morning Island release. In 2000, Kirk Whalum recorded Can't Stop the Rain, and Shy sang it from the album Unconditional.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are listening to electronic jazz today. In 1999, jazz guitarist John Scofield joined the rock band Government Mule and recorded a live album titled Scomule. Here's Tom Thumb from that album. After that, Larry Carlton will play Closer to Home on his guitar in 2001. From Deep Into It, tenor sax by Chris Potter.
Thank you.
Electronic jazz is what we're doing on this Dr. Jazz show. Keyboardist Joe Sample recorded Born in Trouble on his Ashes to Ashes album of 1990. Al Jarreau was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1940. During his long career, he released 18 albums and was nominated for 26 Grammy Awards, winning 7 times. He passed away in 2017. Here's Jarreau singing Just to Be Loved from the 2000 album Tomorrow Today. Then Nelson Rangel will play Golden on the soprano saxophone from his In Every Moment release of 1992.
Thank you. morning. Only yesterday, didn't know I was throwing my chances away. Then you came along just long enough to see far beyond the fool that I had come to be. Oh, just to be loved by you, it's like having all my sweetest dreams coming true. You showed me something I've never seen. You made me something I've never been before. Always the one who would never give anything away. If all you're feeling is cool, there's not much to say. When the silence got too loud for me to bear, you brought me love and taught me how to care. Oh, just to be loved by you, it's like something I've never seen. You made me something I've never been before. Never before. Just to be loved by you, it's like having all my sweetest dreams coming true. You showed me something I've never seen. You made me something I've never been before.
Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with guitarist Paul Jackson Jr. doing It's a Start from 1993's River in the Desert. Two original members of the Crusaders, Joe Sample and Wilton Felder, made a reunion album in 1991. You'll hear the title track, Healing the Wounds. And this program will finish with multi-instrumentalist Brian Culbertson, born in Decatur, Illinois in 1973. He hosts jazz festivals in Napa Valley, California and Chicago every year. Here's Culbertson on The Way You Feel from the 2005 album It's On Tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.